Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you build your marriage one Monday at a time. Today we're talking about trust, and specifically developing trust, because I'm telling you, when I've met with premarital counseling appointments and they have made the comment, well, I can't fully trust my partner, I literally just close my book, set aside my iPad, and I just look at them and say, well, we're done, because I'm not going to marry you, because we can't get you married if you can't trust each other. If you look at the person and just simply say, I won't ever or I can't ever, then we're done. You shouldn't get married. That's how serious I am about the issue of trust. This is the foundation of all healthy relationships. You need a strong sense of trust, and it's essential to the longevity of marriage. Does that mean if you breach trust or break trust that you just have to get divorced? No. But it does mean that once trust is breached, that you have to work hard, the both of you have to work hard on growing it and redeveloping it back together. So whether you are trying to establish trust, you're trying to develop trust, or you want to keep trust, I think today is going to be for you. So what I want to do, I want to give you six characteristics, six things that you can do of trust, of how you can really fortify and or develop trust in your relationship. So here we go. Number one, keep your word. It's so simple, but being true to your word just goes a long way for creating just solid trust within your marriage. You need to have this. When it comes to this idea of keeping your word, that means that whatever you say, you're going to do. If you say you're going to be ready at a specific time, be ready. If you say you're going to be somewhere at a specific location, be at that location. If you say you're going to do something, do that thing. And because if you don't, over time, your word will go from being a word that can be trusted to a word that you're not sure if you can do much about it or if you can put a lot of trust into that. And I don't know about you, I would hate to think that anything that I said that my wife would have to kind of raise an eyebrow wondering, is he actually going to be there? Is he actually going to do it? Is he actually going to follow through? So keep your word. Number two, be transparent. Be transparent. Let me ask you a question. Would you hand your phone or your laptop over to your spouse without a single thought? Would you? Would you be afraid if your spouse asked to look at your search history? Be the type of person that is completely transparent, that if your spouse, because of a hurt in their life, or maybe it's from their past or something that's happened presently, maybe something that you have done that maybe breached trust, if they ask you about those things, be the type of individual that will be completely vulnerable, that won't get mad. Now, I'm not saying that I want them to control you, but there are sometimes, because of some fears and some hurts, questions come up, and so hand them your phone. Give them your passcode. Let them see the search history. Begin to live vulnerable with your spouse and be transparent. And there's just something about transparency that helps your spouse know that there is absolutely nothing hidden. It's not about allowing your spouse to dominate you or to control you. It's about helping your spouse to feel safe by opening up your life and letting them be able to not just see who you are, but understand and be able to feel who you are. They want to know what's going on in your life. They want to know how you feel about situations. They want to know insight, your thoughts, all of those type of things. So transparency develops trust. Number three, this should go without saying, but I feel like I have to bring it up. Stop lying. Just don't lie. From the small little things to the big things, just don't lie. Because lying never works out well. It just never does. From the small, what we call when I was a kid, it was just a little white lie. But the problem is all of those little lies begin to compound, and all of a sudden your spouse is starting to, or just simply doesn't trust you in certain areas because you have had those little lies, those little tiny breaches over time, and now they just simply don't want to trust you with that thing or with that information. And it's important that you're honest at every single place. Well, Dave, that honesty might hurt my spouse. Well, there's other questions that are going to go on that I've got in my brain, but the reality is you've got to make sure that you are delivering the complete truth. And now when it comes to delivering truth, we also have to recognize that there's timing, there's tone and technique to delivering that truth. But nevertheless, you have to walk in truth with your spouse, which leads me toward number four. Confess preemptively. Confess preemptively. And what I'm talking about is when there is something that's going on in your life that, quite honestly, your spouse really needs to know about, I'm just going to tell you that delayed truth is more devastating than delivered truth. I want to repeat that because I want to make sure you get this. Delayed truth can be more devastating than delivered truth. when you're holding onto something and you're not telling them something that they need to know, but you know it's going to hurt them and you hold on to it. If you wait till they find out, or you wait till you're in a position where you have to tell them, or else they're going to discover it themselves, what that's going to do, it's going to paint the truth and paint you in such a way that simply says, you aren't going to tell me until you had to tell me. And so if there is something that you have done that you need to confess, that you need to talk with them about, do it now. And you may get mad at me and say, well, Dave, you told me to do this and it really hurt them. All of a sudden they're talking divorce, they're talking this, they're talking that, and this is your fault. I'm here to say this, that if you were involved in an activity that is making you do this preemptive confession, I'm just going to tell you, you can blame me all you want, but you actually have to look at the activities you were involved in that necessitated that confession, that necessitated that openness, that vulnerability about something that has taken place. And there's a lot deeper things that you need to think through. But when it comes to doing something wrong, from the little things to the big things, just confess preemptively. You know what? Here's a simple one. This happened, 2 days ago. Before my wife went to bed, hey, could you just wash the dishes, take care of what's in the sink? And I said, yes, no problem. And when we woke up, I walked in the kitchen and there it was. And I just looked at her and she wasn't angry. But you know what, babe, hey, heads up, I didn't wash the dishes. I'll take care of that right now. I apologize for doing that. Not a big deal. That's something small. But even the preemptive approach actually helps build trust, and it tells your spouse nothing's hidden, that we're here on the up and up. Number five. Be trustworthy. I mean, let me ask you this. Can your spouse just share information with you, no matter what it is, private or whatever it might be about? Can they share it knowing that they can fully trust that you're not going to tell your friends? You're not going to post about it. You're not going to talk to her parents. You're not going to talk to your parents. Are you the person in the marriage that is completely and 100% fully trustworthy? You want to know that I have complete confidence with my spouse, that I can share whatever I need to share with my spouse, and they're not going to run off and talk to their friends about it. And I've had people say, well, I tell my best friend everything. I'm here to say this. You shouldn't. I've got a couple best friends that, quite honestly, I don't tell them everything because not everything is their business. There are times I've needed their feedback on specific things, but I don't tell them everything. Why? Because when my spouse shares with me information, that's something between me and Ann, and nobody else needs to know about it. Now, I have asked her, hey, would you mind if I talked with Aaron? Would you mind if I talked with Shane? Would you mind if I talked with Thomas? Would you mind if I just maybe got their input on this? And if she says no, then it's a no. I want my spouse to know that when they share something, that it's been invested into a safe and nobody is breaking in. And when you carry that type of trust from the small to the big things, it really develops great trust within the relationship. Lastly, and certainly not least, number six, never stop growing. The idea of growing your character, the idea of growing your integrity, what it will do is it not just maintains trust, it actually builds trust, because there's something about seeing the humility of your spouse and recognizing that they're wanting to grow, they're wanting to mature, they're trying, they're working on things. It makes you want to trust them with more, because as you're watching them grow, or as your spouse is watching you grow, seeing that type of growth makes your spouse want to invest and trust in you all the more, because they see the hard work you're doing and the humility you're showing, and they're saying, that's the type of person I'm wanting to build my life with. So there you go. Six ways you can develop trust. Let me go through them one more time. Keep your word. Be transparent. Don't lie. Confess preemptively. Be trustworthy. And never stop growing. You do these things. Trust, it won't be built overnight. But over the course of time, operating and putting these things into action, you're going to see trust not just grow, but it's going to get fortified in your marriage. Love y'all. Have a great Marriage Monday. We will see you next week. God bless.